Next, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Production. A snowman with a charcoal smile and bent carrot nose stands in front of a large family home. Text, 20 years ago. A grinning girl puts a top hat on the snowman. Text, reunited at Christmas. The girl runs into the house. Credits, Nikki Deloach, Mike Viola, Eileen Petty, Andrew Airey, Noel Johansson, Lisa Dropped, Glynis Davis. She closes the door behind her in an entryway laden with pine boughs. She takes off her coat and boots and trots into the living room, where a gray-haired woman sits on the sofa.
Nana, will you tell me a Christmas story now?
A story?
Yeah, one of your special Christmas stories.
I'm not sure our tree is quite finished yet. There's one thing left.
An antique-style suitcase.
The Christmas star.
Grandma opens the case and takes out a glittering silver star.
This is a very special star. It's been in our family for generations.
It's beautiful.
My parents let me put it up on the tree when I was a little girl. Your father put it on the tree when he was a boy. Now you're old enough, it's your turn.
Really?
Someday, Samantha, you'll pass this on to your children because it's a tradition. And traditions are the stories that families write together. So are you ready?
Samantha nods and Grandma hands her the star. Samantha carries it reverently to a tall decorated pine tree. She climbs to the top of a ladder next to the tree and plants the star on the highest branch.
By tradition.
Grandma smiles warmly. The New York City skyline appears, tall buildings at the edge of cold dark water. The ground of the city is dusted with snow. A woman in a red coat strides down the busy sidewalk talking on the phone.
Yes, I'd like to confirm my reservation. Samantha Murphy. That's right, the main lodge for the week of Christmas. Thank you so much.
She hangs up and looks at her phone screen. A text message reads, "Good luck with your meeting. Let me know how it goes. Love you." Samantha smiles and replies, "Thanks, love you too." She marches into a building. Elevator doors open and she enters a glass-walled office. Inside the lobby, a woman decorates a Christmas tree. She holds a silver star in her hand.
I've always been partial to the star.
Oh, hi, Samantha. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I always have a tough time deciding. Victoria's waiting for you. I'll walk you in.
Great.
She sits in Victoria's office.
So, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, let me get right to it, Sam. When we published your book last year, we knew we'd found a talented new writer with her own voice and a lovely story to tell. And fortunately, our readers agreed.
Oh, that is so nice to hear. Thank you.
Now, you know that every Christmas we publish a slate of holiday books. These projects are very popular with our readers. Obviously, we have to put together titles a year in advance. And this year, we'd like you to write one of our Christmas books. Your work has so much heart. Your characters are so authentic. It's a perfect fit.
I've never actually written a Christmas story before, so...
That's the best part. We take your fresh voice, add just the right touch of mistletoe and holly. Our readers will love it. And what better time to come up with ideas than now? Everywhere you turn, it's Christmas.
Everywhere you turn.
You're a wonderful writer, Sam. I really want this to work out for both of us.
Sam purses her lips.
Okay. I'm in.
Good. Well, you have yourself a holly jolly Christmas and get those creative juices flowing. We'll talk again at the beginning of the year. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
They shake hands and Sam leaves. Nighttime, skaters glide around an ice rink. Sam walks arm in arm with a man.
Congratulations. I mean, that seems like a great opportunity for you.
Simon, it is. Writers wait years for a chance like this. It's just... it's a Christmas book.
That's difficult.
Yeah. I write from a place of inspiration. It has to feel real. And how am I supposed to write about this when Christmas hasn't felt like Christmas in years? Before my parents divorced, we would go to my Nana's house, and she had this list of traditions we would all do as a family, and we would check them off as we finished.
That's a great memory.
It was so great. And the holiday shuffle took over, My sister and I were bouncing from mom and dad's. I mean, we tried to keep all the traditions alive. It's just, it was never the same.
He stops and faces her.
I know how much you miss your grandmother, especially now that the holidays are here.
Just, it won't feel like Christmas without her. And now that dad's selling the house, there'll be nothing left to go back to.
That is why you and I are going to Aspen to celebrate Christmas. And it's going to be our first Christmas together, and I intend to make it very special for the both of us. And who knows? It might spark some ideas for your book.
But what if I can't write it?
Or what if you write a really great book, you'd be famous, always on the road, signing books, speaking to your hordes of adoring fans. We'll never see each other. You know what? You're right. Don't write it. Terrible idea. Don't write it at all.
Thank you for making me feel better.
I'm your biggest fan.
They smile. Oh. He pulls out his phone. Text message. Where are you? We go live in 20 minutes.
One guess, your producer.
News never sleeps.
And the most handsome newsman in all of New York City is mine.
I'm just an in-the-field guy. I'm gonna get that anchor job, and you, my dear, are gonna write a great Christmas book.
They hug. He raises a hand and beckons.
Taxi! Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
He gets in the taxi. She grins and walks on. An aerial view of Central Park coated in white snow and surrounded by the bristle of city buildings. Sam sips coffee and looks out a window. She stands in a small apartment with a Christmas tree in the corner. She sits at her laptop.
Here we go.
The cursor blinks on the blank page. Later, she carries a sandwich with her and sits at the laptop again.
Now we're talking.
The page is still blank. She looks at a framed photo next to the laptop of herself as a girl and her grandmother next to the towering Christmas tree. She looks at her phone. A woman named Annie is calling.
Hey, sis. Hey, am I interrupting?
Nope.
Just taking a little break. How are you doing?
Great, you know, trying to wrangle a class full of third graders for story time on the last day of school before Christmas break. Have a good Christmas!
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Did you perchance read your mail yet?
My mail? No. Why?
You're gonna wanna read your mail.
Sam's brows raise. Inside a house, a gray-haired man on the phone.
Hey, kiddo. I thought I might hear from you today.
Hey, Dad. So, what do you make of Nana's invite?
Yeah, I talked to her lawyer, and, looks like she set all this up in August while he was there helping her to set up her estate.
She always had something up her sleeve.
Well, you know your grandmother.
Yes, I do.
It won't be the same without Nana, but this will be our last chance to spend Christmas at her house. And I think it would mean a lot to your grandmother for us to be together again.
Then I'll be there, Dad.
Great. Okay, sweetie, I love you.
See you soon.
Love you too.
They hang up. Sam drops her phone and looks at a red envelope. Snow falls on Central Park. A man buys a hot dog from a stand. Simon stands next to him in front of a camera.
So remember, those holiday treats that you loved so much as a kid may be as close as your nearest street corner. I'm Simon Baker in Manhattan wishing you a very Merry Christmas. We're out.
It's pretty good. Hey!
That was great!
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah!
Sam tugs his scarf.
There have been a change of plans for the holidays.
Okay.
So my Nana made arrangements for the whole family to spend one last Christmas together at her house in Cedar Ridge.
Wow.
So Aspen will have to wait.
Well, one last Christmas at your grandmother's house?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Colorado will always be there. I think this is way more important.
You're not too disappointed?
I know how much you love your grandmother. I think this is a really good way to honor her.
Thank you.
Besides, I think it's about time that I see that hometown of yours, don't you?
What?
Yeah.
You want to go with me?
I do.
What about your family?
It doesn't really matter where I spend Christmas as long as I get to spend it with you. Besides, I love your family.
You're the best.
I don't know about that.
You're the best.
Maybe.
They hug tightly. A stubbly field covered in snow. A car drives on a two-lane highway past a sign that reads, "Welcome to Cedar Ridge." Sam and Simon drive through a neighborhood of houses.
And this is it? What do you think?
I think that people spend their whole lives wishing they could spend Christmas in a place like this.
Oh, hey, wait, I forgot something. Can you just pull over here?
She points. He parks at Benjamin's Diner. Inside, a mustached man works the counter. Sam and Simon walk in.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Ben.
Ben's eyes light up.
Sammy Murphy, is that you?
Hi.
He hugs her.
Back home for Christmas.
This is my boyfriend, Simon. Simon, this is Ben. This is his diner.
Nice to meet you, Ben. Oh,
pleasure's all mine. I don't suppose Samantha told you how her literary aspirations blossomed right here in this very diner?
No, she didn't.
Well, you see that booth over there?
A booth in the corner.
Back in high school, she would sit there for hours. Hardly ever looked up from her laptop.
That is true. Yes. Well, we're on our way to the house to see Dad, and I was hoping to bring him a surprise.
Say no more.
What's the surprise?
You'll see. There it is.
There you go.
A bottle.
It's my family's own secret recipe holiday eggnog.
Ah, Lemire.
Oh, no. It's on the house.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, it's so good to see you, darling.
Thank you, Ben.
Merry Christmas, Ben. Great to meet you. All right.
Simon unloads bags from the trunk of the car. They stand in the yard and gaze up at Grandma's colonial-style house.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Come on.
She leads him inside the front door. They peer around the entry and dining room decorated with ornate wood furniture.
Dad?
Dad comes around a corner holding boxes.
There she is.
Oh, hey, Dad. How are you?
Oh, better for seeing you. Simon, welcome. Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you too, Bill.
We come bearing gifts.
Mm-hmm. Ben's eggnog. Well, now it really is Christmas. Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put the bags away and give you two a chance to catch up.
Okay.
Oh. Thanks, Simon. Okay, Sam's room is top of the stairs, first door on the right, and the guest room's at the end of the hall.
Great. Be back in a minute.
Okay. Thanks, sweetie.
Simon carries the bags away.
So, when is Mom getting here?
Actually, she is coming with Annie and Mark, and they should be here anytime soon.
Are you sure you're okay with all of that?
Why wouldn't I be?
I mean, you haven't been in this house together since the divorce.
Well, since your mom moved your practice to Connecticut, it's not like we actually travel in the same circles anymore.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
He looks down.
Sam, your mom and I just grew apart. But that doesn't mean we can't spend Christmas together. Especially when it meant so much to your grandmother to have us all here.
Yeah.
Nana and your mom were always very close.
Sam nods and smiles.
I see you got started on the lights.
Yes. And I thought, well, since we're here, why not hang a little Christmas cheer?
Do you want some help?
I was hoping you'd ask.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
She picks up a box and he takes another. Outside, Dad stands on a ladder and Simon helps him string lights.
You almost finished the ribbon, sweetie?
Working on it.
Sam wraps pillars in red ribbon. A minivan pulls into the drive.
Ah! They're here!
Simon and Sam descend the porch stairs and greet the van, grinning. A woman, a man, and an older woman emerge and they exchange hugs.
Hey, Simon, how are you doing, buddy?
Good to see you.
Merry Christmas.
Man, it's been too long.
You're looking good.
You too.
Yeah.
Very well.
Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Simon, how are you? Thank you so much for coming. So glad you made it.
Oh, I am so glad you're here.
How are you, Mark?
I am so glad you're here.
So good to see you.
Oh, it's Simon.
Good.
So happy you could join us for this.
Oh, all the stories that Sam's told me about this house, I had to see it for myself.
Yeah, there's a good many memories here.
I bet.
Yeah.
There sure are.
Hello, Bill.
Claire?
Bill smiles tightly at Claire, who nods slightly. Sam looks between them and raises her brows at her sister.
Hey, look what Mark made
right.
for
yes,
all of us.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's gorgeous.
A wreath.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Good
that's
work,
so
Mark.
Nice. Thank you, yes.
Merry Christmas.
Bill gestures to Claire.
Let me help with your luggage.
No, I've got it.
Mark hands the wreath to Simon.
Mind holding this?
Yeah, be honored.
Thank you.
Sam rubs her dad's arm. Inside, Sam unpacks a suitcase. Her sister sits on the bed.
Oh, Christmas book. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. I'm having a little trouble getting into the spirit it needs.
Yeah, I miss Nana too. Feels like she should be calling us downstairs to have hot chocolate right now.
We're going for a walk through the snow, looking at all the Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah. But hey, maybe going back there will make it better.
Plus, Simon's here, so that's inspirational, right?
What? Stop it. Well, I'm just saying, it's a big step to bring him home for Christmas. I mean, are there wedding bells in your future?
I think those are sleigh bells. Dad hung them on the door.
Okay. Seriously. You've been dating for a year. You cannot tell me that you haven't talked about it.
We haven't talked about it. We both have a lot on our plates right now. I have a book I have to figure out how to write, and he is always on call with his job.
Sam.
Annie. Trust me, Simon and I are on the same page about this. Marriage is just not in the picture right now.
Okay.
Sam comes out the front door, wrapping her coat around herself. Okay. Simon talks on the phone.
I'll stick around for that, of course. Sure. Sure thing, Jack. You keep me posted. Great. Sorry, that was my news director from back at the station.
Everything okay?
This is a crazy coincidence. There's a local Christmas story here.
In Cedar Ridge.
In Cedar Ridge, and they want me to cover it while I'm here. It would air on Christmas Eve, so this is a much bigger story than I've ever had before.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And believe me, this is a really nice story. So, what do you think?
I think that it's going to be your best story yet.
I think so too. Thank you.
So this past year.
Yeah.
It's been good, right?
Where did that just come from?
I mean, you're happy with the way things are.
We're on the same page, right?
Yeah, of course. I couldn't be happier.
They kiss.
Oh, something's being delivered.
Maybe an early Christmas present.
I wonder who it's for.
A delivery driver steps down from the truck holding a large envelope.
Hey.
Hey, we got a package. It's from Nana's lawyer.
Oh. Well, what does it say?
Sam pulls letters out of the envelope.
It's a letter.
Oh, well, read it, Sammy.
My dear family, Merry Christmas and welcome home. It's been much too long since you were all together. I only wish I could be with you. I ask that you put aside your sadness and enjoy Christmas the way we always used to. Just in case you forgot, I've included a list. My wish is for you to complete this list as a family.
She smiles at her dad, who raises his brows. She pulls out a checklist.
What's the list?
Oh,
Oh my gosh, that's all of our old Christmas traditions.
Put up all the Christmas decorations. Pick a tree from Finch's farm and decorate it.
Make gingerbread cookies. Drink Nana's hot apple cider, of course.
Go ice skating.
Yeah.
Get our family picture with Santa at Benjamin's Diner.
Go to Cedar Ridge Christmas dance. I love you with all my heart. Merry Christmas and God bless. Nana. Wow.
Yeah.
Your grandmother always knew how to make Christmas special.
It'll be like old times.
Mom opens and closes her mouth, frowning tightly. Dad also frowns. Sam puts her arm around her sister. Later, Sam peruses the list on the porch. Her breath comes out in a cloud in the night air. Simon comes outside.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Just looking over the list.
He sits with her.
It's like I could hear her voice again. Brought back all these memories. Traditions are the stories that families write together. Something she used to say.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, she'd like you.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so.
He strokes back a lock of her hair.
Because I want to start a new Christmas tradition.
Okay.
For us.
Okay.
She grins. He blinks and his smile falters.
Are you okay?
I had a whole speech prepared, and suddenly I can't remember a word. But, Samantha, I love you. And I want to spend the rest of our lives together.
He pulls a small red box from his pocket. Inside, a sparkling diamond ring. She stares at it.
Will you marry me?
Family runs out.
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Oh, that is
the whole family wraps them in a hug. Daytime. Dad looks outside with a cup of coffee, then sits at the kitchen table. Mom comes downstairs and freezes awkwardly. She continues into the kitchen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Still an early riser, I see.
You too. Old habits.
He taps his cup.
So the girls tell me that your practice is doing well?
Yeah. You know, busy. And how's retirement? Are you missing life with the Cedar Ridge Police Department?
Well, some days I still get a little antsy, but no, it's going pretty well. Gives me lots of time to do other things.
Must be a nice change. Not running out at all hours, on call 24/7, cop on the beat.
Well, it was my job, Claire. And as I recall, we were both kept pretty busy there after the girls moved out.
I was trying to make partner.
Sam listens from the stairs and purses her lips. Dad nods.
You know, I think I will take a walk before we start decorating.
It's pretty cold out there.
Yes, I know. It's winter. But I'll be fine. Thanks.
Mom walks out. Sam rolls her eyes and goes back upstairs. She peers around an upstairs corner, wringing her hands. She paces back and forth, opens her hands at her sides, then strides to a closed door. Simon opens the door.
Sam, hey, there you are.
Here I am.
I was just thinking about the best way for us to tell my parents.
Right. Your parents.
I was pretty excited last night, so I emailed them to let them know we have some pretty big news.
Wow, this is all happening so fast.
So I was thinking we could call them and tell them together?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, don't worry. They love you, Sam. Right? They're going to be so excited about all this. Come here.
He hugs her. On the back porch, the family continues decorating.
Got enough lights there, Bill? We'll be able to be seen from space at night.
Well, Mark, you can never have too many Christmas lights.
That's not true, actually, Dad. Remember?
Remember what? Nothing.
No. When Annie and I were kids, Dad put up so many Christmas lights, he actually blew the fuse box in the house.
Okay, that is an exaggeration.
No!
We had to eat dinner by candlelight. We had no electricity for 2 days.
Not how I remember it.
Of course.
So have you two picked a date yet?
Mom.
What?
We just got engaged.
Well, what about a summer wedding?
Which is 6 months from now.
6 months is plenty.
Yeah, but then you get into June showers.
No. It's April showers that ends with May flowers. Which, by the way, is a good thing. Right.
Mm-mm. Spring or summer, you should not have an outdoor wedding, trust me.
Not this again, Claire.
Bill insisted on an outdoor wedding.
I just wanted something beautiful. Is that so bad?
I told him you can't have an outdoor wedding during rainy season, but would he listen to me? Of course not.
I just wanted this one thing.
It rained on us.
And I thought that was romantic.
My hair didn't think so.
Sam and Simon lock eyes. She scowls.
You know what? I'll put a few of these lights back.
Yeah, Dad, I'm gonna help you.
Sam follows Dad inside. She walks into a bedroom and sits heavily on the big wooden bed. She frowns and looks down to see a framed wedding photo, her young mother holding an umbrella over her father and Nan. She picks up the photo and smiles, tracing her finger over the bouquet in her mother's hand. She sets her jaw and looks up. Later, she holds the checklist in front of the family.
It's a long list, so where should we start?
We should gingerbread get our tree. Man, definitely.
Well, the house always smells so nice.
They frown.
Okay, so now what do we do?
The sisters lock eyes.
Ice skating.
Oh, yes!
Sam beams. Simon, Dad, and Mom smile tightly.
Ice skating it is.
An indoor ice rink. People skate in a large circle. Sam watches them from the side of the rink while Dad laces up his skates. She sighs and her mouth twists. Simon appears in skates.
Ready?
All set?
I think it's only fair to remind you that I did play one season of peewee hockey.
Is this the same season you broke your arm?
Shortest hockey career ever recorded. Oh, hey, in all the excitement, we did forget one very important thing.
What's that?
The ring.
This is supposed to go on your finger, right?
Yeah.
I hope it fits. It was my grandmother's. My grandfather had it specially made for their wedding.
He puts it on her finger.
Beautiful.
My mom told me to use one of your rings to get it sized, but since you don't wear rings, I kind of had to eyeball it, so it works. Okay, let's do this. Let's hit the ice.
They step out onto the ice and skate together.
Yeah. This feels good to be back out on the ice, right?
But I was wanting to talk to you, actually, about something that...
Woo!
Oh, she was fast.
You okay?
Yeah.
She wobbles and faces him.
So, I was just wanting to talk to you. Remember when my parents were talking about the date?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought it might be nice if we had a long engagement.
What?
He blinks.
Where's this coming from?
There's just a lot going on. You know, I mean, my parents are... They're like strangers, and I miss my grandmother, and I can't write. Being back here, it's a lot. I keep waiting for Christmas to feel like Christmas, and I just don't know if now is the right time.
Okay, look, I understand you've got a lot going on right now.
I do, but We never talked about this, you know? And it just all seems to be happening really fast.
It's a big step. And if you need more time...
The family skates up.
Hey!
You guys ready to go for a whirl?
Another Murphy family tradition?
I hope the rest of the list is this fun.
Come on, you two.
Okay.
They zoom away. Sam cringes and looks pleadingly at Simon.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about it when we get home.
She turns and skates away, leaving him with his mouth open. The family unlaces their skates.
Hey, Mom, you looked amazing out there.
Oh, please.
No, you did not miss a step. Or should I say stride?
The only thing missing was that red ribbon you used to wear in your hair.
Mom stares at Dad.
I remember that.
She smiles and shakes her head. Sam eyes Simon, who doesn't look at her. Back in the house, Sam checks ice skating off the list on the bulletin board.
Okay.
She smiles at the list. The family decorates the living room. Annie carries mugs in.
Nana's hot apple cider coming right up. Here. This looks amazing. Remember, we are not done decorating until we go to Finch's and pick out the perfect Christmas tree.
It's on the list.
Hey, Sam, remember the first time Nana took us there? And we thought all those trees were a Christmas for.
It started snowing, and we were convinced we were going to actually find a real-life reindeer. Is Simon still in the garage getting boxes?
Oh, no. I said I was going to go chop some more firewood for later, and he offered to do it.
I could help.
You know what? I'll ask and see if he wants some hot apple cider.
Sam rises. Outside, Simon chops wood. Sam walks onto the porch. Simon swings the axe and splits the log. She joins him, holding a mug.
Hi.
Hey.
Brought you some cider.
She hands him the mug and he sips it.
It's good.
How long have you been thinking about proposing?
Since Christmas Eve last year.
She smiles.
It's the first time we met.
He looks down.
Look, Sam, if it's a question of a little more time, I can give you that. How much time do you need?
She furrows her brow.
I don't know. Look, why can't we go back to the way things were just a few days ago? You said you were happy with the way things are.
I told Jack that I would do this Christmas story for him. So I'm gonna finish it up. Then I think it's best if I leave. I'll go spend Christmas with my family. We can talk when we both get back to the city.
Really?
I think that's best.
I'm sorry.
She looks down, tears in her eyes.
I'm gonna finish up here. I'll be in a sec.
Okay.
She slowly turns and goes inside. The list now has two check marks. Sam sits with her chin on her hand, frowning at her laptop. The page remains blank. She closes the laptop and rests her chin on both hands. Annie pours coffee. Sam comes into the kitchen, wringing her hands.
Hey! How's the Christmas book coming?
Not great.
Not great? Why? What's wrong?
I think Simon may have broken up with me last night.
What? Oh my gosh, Sam, I'm so sorry.
Why would he do that?
I might have told him that I didn't know if I was ready to get married yet.
Yep, I would probably do it.
Annie, what is wrong with me?
Nothing is wrong with you. Hey,
I know you. You're just worried about getting hurt again.
Look at what happened with Paul.
I know the breakup with Paul hurt you, but Simon is not Paul.
What about Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
I love him, and I want to be ready. I just don't know if Simon is willing to wait for that day to come.
Yeah.
Please don't tell everyone else.
Of course, no, I would never.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tell everyone else.
That we were gonna start without you to make gingerbread men.
Dad rolls his eyes.
Sounds really impatient.
Yeah.
The sisters smile tightly. Later, the kitchen is covered with flour. Dad picks up a tray of gingerbread men. The family ices.
Your grandmother used to make the best gingerbread cookies I have ever tasted.
Yeah, but she would never tell us a recipe. She always just said it's a family secret.
Did she ever tell you, Dad?
Oh, are you kidding? I wasn't even allowed in the kitchen when she was baking. I used to always stick my fingers in the batter and take it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she always made enough for you to take cookies to the station house every Christmas.
That is true. I was always very popular at the holidays.
See, Sam, that's what you need to put in your book.
What book?
Sam's mouth opens.
It's nothing.
Oh, Sam had a meeting with her publisher this week, and they want her to do another book for them.
That doesn't sound like nothing.
Sweetheart, that's wonderful.
Well, I'm just getting started.
Congratulations,
so.
Kid. What's it about?
It's a Christmas romance.
Oh, oh. Wow. That's going to write itself.
I'll bet these last few days have been very enlightening.
Oh, you have no idea.
Speaking of which, where is that young man of yours?
He's on the phone with his boss. They gave him a Christmas story to do while he's here.
Oh, you didn't say anything about that. What kind of story?
Heartwarming and home for the holidays. It's my favorite kind.
Simon, pull up a chair and get yourself a gingerbread man.
I would love to, but I've got to go do some work on the story.
Oh, come on. It's fun, and it's one of our family traditions.
Oh.
The family stares at Simon.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can stick around for a minute or two.
He sits.
You know, you never said, Simon. Were your parents excited?
About my story?
No, silly, about you and Sam getting engaged.
Oh, right, that. You know, I haven't told them yet.
You haven't?
Well, let's give them a call right now.
That's a great idea.
Or better yet, we could do a video call and then we could all be a part of it.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't.
Why not?
My parents are spending Christmas out at my Aunt Linda's, and the reception at her place is not the best. So, otherwise I would have told them right away.
Aw, that's too bad. I'm sure you're eager to share.
I am. I'm very eager.
Can I have a sprinkle?
Yes. Red or white?
Okay. Sam and Annie share a look. Sam checks the gingerbread cookies off the list. The main street of the small town, boxy buildings strung with lights. Annie walks into Ben's diner.
I'm easy.
Oh, hey, Annie. Your order will be ready in a jiffy.
Great, thank you.
She scans the restaurant and sees Simon alone in a booth with his laptop.
Simon?
Oh, hey, Annie.
Hey.
Have a seat.
Sure. Are you working or hiding?
I'm doing a little bit of both. So, I'm guessing that Sam told you.
Yeah. It can't be easy on either of you.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't the best time for a proposal?
Maybe.
But...
I think it's really important that you know Sam really does love you.
Yeah. Just not enough to marry me.
Well, no, it's a little bit complicated.
Yeah. She told me about Paul.
Did she also tell you how days before the wedding he just called it all off?
No.
Yeah.
No, she didn't tell me that. That's awful.
Okay, look, between that and my parents' divorce, I mean, she lost her fiance. She lost her happy family, her perfect Christmas. Sam took it really hard, and I don't think she ever really got over it. But I know my sister, and I know she really wants to. She's just scared. Please, please do not give up on her. And I mean, it's Christmas. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah.
Annie, your order's ready.
Thank you. Don't work too late.
Thanks, Annie.
You're welcome.
She leaves. He sits blinking. An outdoor tree lot. Children pose for a photo and people haul pine trees. The family strolls among trees.
Are you sure we shouldn't wait for Simon?
You know what? He had some work stuff to do, so.
Okay.
You know, that one's pretty great.
Oh, no. Bill, it needs to be bigger.
It doesn't matter how tall it is, but...
Ooh.
Actually, you know what? You're right. Madeline's got far too many decorations for something that size.
Simon runs up.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I thought you had to work.
I did, but I thought this was more important. I mean, it's on the list, right?
Great. Glad you're here. Fellas, why don't you follow me and we'll let the ladies gossip about the wedding.
Gotcha.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
The women.
Speaking of gossip, you can tell us how your date went the other night.
Oh. Wait, you had a date?
Honey, there's no need to sound so surprised. It's not like I sit home knitting every night.
She doesn't know how to knit.
Why didn't you tell me?
You.
I don't know. So who's the guy?
Oh, his name is George. He is another lawyer. I met him through work. He's a very nice man.
So you don't miss Dad?
Oh, sweetie, of course I do. I'm just trying to move on and make the most of my life. Oh, look over there.
Oh, they're setting up for a wedding.
A wedding at a Christmas tree farm. What a wonderful idea. Don't you think so, Samantha?
Yeah.
You need to start thinking about these things. Do you want an indoor or an outdoor wedding?
I don't know. I
found it.
She found it. It's perfect.
Ta-da.
Perfect.
Right?
No. Annie selects a pine tree. Nighttime at Nan's house. The family hangs ornaments in the branches of the tree. Annie and Mark smile at the twinkling tree.
How is it?
It's perfect.
Mom and Dad accidentally touch hands in a box of ornaments.
Oh, sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Oh.
Would you look at that?
Samantha was so proud when she brought this home from school.
So proud.
A popsicle stick tree ornament.
Look what I found.
Oh. A red book.
Oh.
It's the family Santa album.
Oh my gosh, that is going way back.
So far back.
Santa album?
Oh yes, it's one of our family traditions and it's on Nana's list. Oh, no.
Hello. Look at that hair.
Well, you don't love the beautiful home perm that I gave myself?
We used to go for breakfast at Benjamin's Diner, and then the entire family would go for a Santa photo.
Whoa. Look at the big smiles on those two.
Mom clearly had a thing for a man in uniform.
Someone called in sick, and your father pulled a double shift, and we didn't see much of him that Christmas.
I was just happy to make it there for the picture.
Me too.
Aww. All right, guys. Let's finish up this tree.
I don't know, kiddo. I think we're pretty good.
Yeah, looks good to me.
Sam stares at the bare treetop.
No, we haven't put up Nana's star.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? I don't remember seeing that.
It's not in any of these boxes.
Well, I'm gonna go take a look. It's gotta be somewhere.
Sam stands and leaves. Annie and Mom look pointedly at Simon.
Simon? Maybe you want to see if she needs a little help?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to go see if she needs a hand.
Simon walks after Annie. She digs through cabinets and boxes in the storage room.
Where did you put it?
Simon comes downstairs.
Hey, any luck?
Hey, you didn't have to come and help.
Seemed like the right thing to do for a fiancé.
Right. Thanks. Well, it could be anywhere.
Why wouldn't you just leave it with the rest of the Christmas ornaments?
Maybe because it is so special.
Yeah? How so?
Well, ever since I was a little kid, my Nana and I had this tradition where she would let me put the Christmas star on top of the tree, and then we would sit together, and she would tell me one of her stories.
Does sound like a special star.
Yes, it is. And we can't finish the Christmas list without it.
Simon looks at his phone. Incoming call from Mom.
Uh-oh.
What?
It's my parents.
He answers.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. Merry Christmas.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you and Dad make it to Aunt Linda's okay?
Oh, sure. The weather held off. We made it no problem.
Your dad just stepped out for a minute.
But I've just seen your email.
You saw my email?
You got me sitting on the edge of my seat. What's the big news?
Right. The big news. The big news.
Yeah. Sam cringes and takes the phone.
Hi, Lori. It's Sam.
Hi, Sam. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Simon is way too modest.
To tell you, so I will.
The station gave him a Christmas Eve story, and it's kind of a big deal and a great opportunity. Surprise!
Oh, that's great. That's so great. Sam, you know what they say about the first Christmas together? It's always the most special.
It is. It really is.
You know, I've never seen him happier than when he's with you.
She meets Simon's gaze.
Merry Christmas, Samantha.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Bye.
Sam hangs up.
You okay?
Yeah.
She smiles.
Well, that was impressive.
She shrugs.
Hey, you two. Better get back in here before the eggnog's gone.
Shall we?
Yeah.
They both go upstairs and into the kitchen. The family sits gathered in the living room.
I think I'm gonna turn in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's kind of a long day. It's getting late.
We usually have a little party after we decorate the tree.
Yeah.
He eyes the living room.
I'd love for you to stay. Besides, it'll be fun.
He nods.
Okay.
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 Thank you.
He smiles and she takes his hand and leads him in.
Hey, did you find it?
No, but it has to be somewhere.
Oh, we'll find it, sweetheart.
Okay. Oh, Simon, come and see. This is a picture of Sam when she was 14, and she and Annie decided to dress up as elves and hand out gifts.
Oh, man, that hair is definitely better. And those elf costumes.
They were cute.
They were cute.
Thank you. That's something, all right.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
Simon looks up and into Sam's eyes. Her smile fades. Sam types on her laptop in the kitchen. She writes, unable to sleep, Anna snuck downstairs to escape the thoughts bouncing around her head. She deletes the last few words and types, the thoughts that were stuck. She glances up at the checklist. She traces her finger down to the unchecked item, get family picture with Santa at Ben's Diner. She smiles. Outside, Dad carries an armload of wood. Mom stands on the back porch looking at her phone.
Morning.
Oh.
She taps on her phone.
Good morning.
Busy as ever?
Just a couple of last minute things before my assistant closes up the office for the holidays.
Yeah, funny how we used to talk about how
busy we both were when the girls were growing up, running here and there.
How we couldn't wait for things to slow down so we could have a little time to ourselves.
Yeah. Guess that didn't play out quite the way we expected.
No, it did not.
Well, I better get changed. Remember we're going down to the diner for breakfast in the Santa photo this morning?
Yeah, ready when you are.
He pauses.
Remember the first time we went for that photo together?
Your mom was so kind to me. So welcoming.
He nods.
She loved you like you were her own daughter.
I know she did. But, thank you.
Yeah. See you soon.
Yeah.
He goes inside. Mom smiles to herself. Ben Steiner. Families pose for photos with a white bearded man in a Santa suit. Sam's family sits at a table.
Hey, Murphy family. I believe you're next.
Great.
Oh, perfect.
Another Murphy family tradition.
Hey, look who's here.
Simon.
Hey.
I thought you got stuck in a meeting.
I did, but I finished it early. Didn't want to miss seeing you take your family Santa photo.
Aww.
Well, the important thing is you made it here for the picture.
Excuse me. Okay, you sit first.
We're next, Santa.
All right. Simon, come on. Everybody, squeeze in. Let's make some room for Simon.
Oh, I think it's best if I just...
Oh, no. What? You get in here beside your bride-to-be. This is a family photo, and you're going to be a part of this family very soon. Let's go.
Simon hesitates.
You heard my dad. Come on.
Okay, 'tis the season.
Simon stands next to Sam. She reaches for his hand and holds it.
Okay, on three, Merry Christmas. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
A bird's eye view of the snow-covered town, the sun shining behind distant clouds. Dad sits on the front porch looking at his phone. Sam walks up the steps.
Hey, kiddo.
Hey.
Enjoy your walk?
She nods.
Just wanted to clear my head so I can try and get some writing done.
A lot going on right now.
No kidding. You want some company?
You bet.
It's cold.
She sits next to him.
You okay?
Just walking around and looking at all the Christmas decorations and the lights and thinking about how much I love Christmas here in this town, in this house.
Yeah, it's always been a pretty special place.
You'd think it'd inspire me to write something.
Aw, sweetie, you just have to be patient. You never know when the inspiration is going to hit you.
She eyes him, then shakes her head, smiling.
We're almost done with the list.
Yeah. You know what? It's been fun checking all the items off the list like we used to.
Christmas is almost here.
Almost.
She shakes her head.
I am really going to miss this house, Dad.
Well, we will always have our memories to treasure. And her Christmas stories.
They are so great. I would not be a writer if it weren't for her. I wish I could find a way to keep her and her stories alive forever.
What's stopping you? She's always going to be with you. With all of us. And you're always going to have her stories. They're not going away. And hey, aren't you writers all supposed to have a muse?
She smiles and nods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we are. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, don't thank me, kiddo. It's my job.
She rests her head on his shoulder.
Oh, I love you.
Yes, you, sweetie.
They gaze out from the porch seat. Daytime, the front porch strung with ribbons and garlands. In the kitchen, Sam pours coffee in pajamas. Simon strides in with a bag over his shoulder.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Where are you off to? It's barely light out.
We're shooting my story today.
Oh.
Why?
You know, I don't even know what your story's about.
Well, you should come see for yourself. It's about a couple from around here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Great.
Oh, give me 5 minutes.
Okay. I mean, you can wear that.
5 minutes.
All right.
She shuffles away. Simon's car stops outside a home with a news van parked in the driveway. Simon and Sam step out.
Let's do this.
They walk up the walkway to the house and go inside. An elderly couple.
Oh, my dearest Samantha Murphy!
She hugs Sam.
I really...
Oh, it's been years.
Yes, it has.
Oh, I'm Sam. This is Charlie.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Sam, nice to meet you.
And I still think you have your grandmother's eyes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I've been told that before.
I have to say, Samantha, you could have knocked me over with a feather when Charlie told me a TV station from New York City wanted to do a story on us and get an interview by your fiancé.
She said, why on earth would anybody want to interview us when, you know, it's not like we're famous or anybody important?
Well, I think your story is very important. So let's tell it. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, let's do it.
And what else I find fascinating is that your anniversary is on Christmas Day.
Yes, it is.
And how long have you two been married?
One fabulous year.
1 year.
Though we did fall in love almost 40 years ago when we met at the top of the Empire State Building while taking photos. We just never had the good sense to do anything about it.
Well, it was one thing or another. We kept telling ourselves it wasn't the right time or we weren't ready. Or maybe we should wait a while longer.
So finally, one day we woke up. It was like we'd lost track of each other.
Before we knew it, I got a job offer overseas, and Irene wanted to move back home to Cedar Ridge. So off I went.
And I came back here. We lost touch.
Simon looks over his shoulder at Sam, who presses her lips together.
And it took you almost 40 years to find each other again?
Mm-hmm. You know, we do regret all the time we lost, but we got married right away and bought this lovely home.
We couldn't be happier.
I'm happy for the both of you. Thanks, that was really wonderful.
Sam smiles.
It was really, really wonderful. Thanks a lot.
Simon turns to Sam.
So, what'd you think?
I thought it was great. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I gotta wrap a couple things up, so it might be a minute.
Okay, well, I think I'm gonna walk home. I just want to get some work done on the book.
You sure you don't want me to give you a ride?
No, I'm fine. I could, use a fresh air.
Okay. I'll see you back at the house.
Okay.
She walks past him, then turns back.
It was a great piece.
They smile at each other and she leaves. In the living room, Dad scrolls through the real estate listing for Nana's house on his phone. Mom comes downstairs.
Belle, have you seen Annie?
He doesn't look up.
Belle, didn't you hear me?
Oh, sorry.
I said I was looking for Annie.
Yeah, she went into town to pick something up for dinner.
Is everything all right?
Just got an email from the realtor. Looks like we're good to go.
So, that's it then.
He nods and shrugs.
I guess so. Do you ever think back, Claire, and ask yourself what happened between us?
Oh, Bill.
I know 6 years, I'm dragging some old baggage out here, but I do. I think about it sometimes, and for the life of me, I cannot remember what happened. I mean, what really happened.
She sinks into an armchair facing him.
We just drifted apart. The girls moved out. You kept busy with the force. I wanted to advance my law career. And it just happened.
He nods.
It's no one's fault.
He shrugs.
Not much of a reason, is it? Not after building a life together for all those years like we did.
No. It's not.
We were happy, though. For a long time, weren't we, Claire?
Yes, Bill. We were very happy.
Spending Christmas here, together in this house, I think that had a lot to do with it.
I think your mother knew that.
He smiles.
Yeah, I think she did.
Nighttime, Nana's house illuminated with lights. Simon walks inside holding a cookie tin. Sam sits at the dining room table writing.
Hey.
Hey. Well, you finished up late.
Yeah, I had to jump right into the edit and it took forever. Irene wanted you to have some scones.
Oh. The tin.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
I'm actually starving.
Making any progress?
No.
Well, maybe you just need some rest.
It's like I can feel the words, you know, I can feel them on the tip of my tongue, but I can't get them out.
Well, it's after midnight. You know what that means.
I do not know what that means.
It is officially Christmas Eve day. Mm. And in my family, we have a very old tradition.
Mm. You each get a present.
Stay right there.
He leaves and returns with a square wrapped box.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Madame, I promise you it is not a sweater.
He sits and she unties the ribbon. She opens the box and pulls out a large snow globe with a model of Nana's house inside.
I know that nothing can replace this house and all the Christmas memories that it holds, but maybe there's just enough Christmas spirit in that little house to help you find the story you want to write.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Glittery snow falls on the tiny house in the globe.
Wait here.
Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
She leaves and returns with a small wrapped present.
Now it's your turn.
My turn?
Didn't you say you each get a present?
I did.
Yeah? I promise it's not a sweater.
He unwraps it. A framed photo of the two of them smiling on the sidewalk.
It's the night that we met.
Yeah. We had that couple from Ohio take the picture. Yeah. We were both stuck in the city for work.
I walked down to Rockefeller Center, and there you were, sitting on a bench, hot apple cider in hand, staring up at that tree.
And you sat down next to me. And do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I do. How could I forget? Come here often.
So bad. And I said, about once a year.
We stayed there for hours, just talking and laughing. I knew that night that one day I would marry you.
He blinks soberly, looking down at the photo.
I let you get back to work.
Okay.
Good night.
Night.
He stands and leaves, taking the photo. She sits at the table and closes her eyes, her brow wrinkling. In a mirror, Sam puts on a snowflake-shaped necklace. She wears a black cocktail dress. She looks down at the engagement ring on her finger. Dad ties his tie in a mirror. Mom comes downstairs behind him and watches him struggle with the knot.
You never did get the hang of that.
He turns to her.
All thumbs.
She ties his tie.
It is up. And then through.
She tugs the tie's tail through the knot and straightens his collar. She wears a black wrap dress.
There.
She looks him up and down. He smiles.
What? You look beautiful.
She blinks and smiles.
Thank you.
He turns away.
I decided that I'm not gonna sell.
Really?
Yeah. I love this house too much to let it go. Yeah, maybe it's starting to show its age a little and it's got some work to do, but I'm retired, so I got plenty of time. And I think the girls would really like it if I held on to it, so. And who knows, maybe we could, you know, have some more Christmases here together or yeah. Come.
I love this house, too.
Yeah? Oh, well, maybe you want to, I don't know, think about coming back for a visit sometime soon?
I might.
He nods.
You know, I forgot my purse. I'm gonna go get that.
Yeah, oh.
Gotta get that.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
She leaves. Dad smiles subtly to himself. Upstairs, Sam walks into the bedroom where Simon talks on the phone.
Definitely eating my fill of gingerbread cookies. Samantha and I are having a great time. Yeah, I miss you too, Dad. Okay. Yeah, will do. All right, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Hey.
All set?
Yeah, I think so. I was just talking to my folks. They say hi.
She smiles. He wears a suit and tie.
You look nice.
I was just thinking the same thing about you.
Come on, everybody. The Christmas train is leaving the station.
Train's leaving the station. Shall we?
He takes her hand and they go downstairs. The Cedar Ridge Community Hall. People stream inside. A red sign reads, Cedar Ridge Annual Christmas Dance. A man in a Santa suit and a woman in an elf costume talk to children. Adults mingle and pour punch. Kids snatch cookies from a silver tray. Elaborate paper snowflakes hang from the ceiling. Elderly people laugh and talk with children. Irene and her husband toast with them. The family sits at a table with wine, laughing. A woman stands with a microphone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for coming out and celebrating our annual Christmas dance. As you all know, this is also our annual fundraiser for our library. Your generosity helps to provide the books and programs that open our children to a world of reading and learning all year long. Thank you again. And Merry Christmas! Enough talk, let's dance!
Dance to the family.
Well, I would like to propose a toast.
They raise glasses.
to all of us. We have come together once again as a family to celebrate the joys of the season, and to the wonderful woman who brought us together. And best of all, the joy of Christmas, which we all hold so close in our hearts. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
They sip wine.
Oh, Christmas tree. Nana's favorite song.
Yeah. She's right.
Wow.
Well, if that is not a sign, I don't know what is. Isn't that handsome? Yeah. We're going to dance.
What do you say? One dance for old time's sake?
You play your cards right, mister. We just might make it too.
Mom and Dad stand.
Here's you coming.
Could be a little practice for your first dance at your wedding.
Shall we?
We shall.
Simon and Sam go to the dance floor. They embrace and dance, her arms around his neck.
Oh, Christmas tree, much pleasure can you give me.
In case you haven't noticed, my parents can be quite persistent.
That's okay. Much pleasure can
you give me. Look at them.
Mom and Dad dance jovially.
They look happy.
There's a lot of that going around. You've had a lot on your mind.
I know.
We love each other. I know that you've been hurt in the past. But maybe it's time to get over that fear with me. I will always be here for you.
Mom.
Samantha, I forgot to tell you. I told your dad the idea of a Christmas wedding, and he agrees.
What about a Christmas wedding?
For Samantha and Simon, of course. A year-long engagement, that's just the right amount of time.
Mom, we have tons of time to talk about that much later.
No, I think your folks are right. I mean, a lot of couples order flowers at least a year in advance.
Mark? Mm-mm.
Have you guys thought about where you might want to get married?
No, Dad, we haven't.
Simon, you are awfully quiet. What about you? Where do you want to get married?
We haven't really talked about it yet. Yeah. We haven't had time.
Well, you know what they say, no time like the present.
They dance away. Sam shakes her head and makes pleading eye contact with Simon.
I can't do this anymore, Sam.
Okay, no, I know. I'm gonna go tell them right now.
He pulls her back.
It's not about that. I'm not ready for this. And I don't know what to do to change that for you. You gotta write the ending to the story yourself. And in the meantime, I think it's best if I just go.
Simon.
I'm sorry, Sam, I'm sorry. We can just talk when we're both back in the city, okay? Merry Christmas.
She watches him trudge out of the hall, brow wrinkled and shaking her head. Mom sees Simon go and rushes to Sam.
Samantha? Is everything okay?
There's no engagement, Mom. There's no wedding. We've been pretending this whole time, and I'm so sorry.
Why didn't you just say something?
We didn't want to ruin Christmas.
Honey.
He asked. I said yes, and I panicked. I couldn't stop thinking about Paul breaking off the engagement and what that did to me, and I couldn't stop thinking about you and Dad. When we were growing up, you were the happiest. You were the perfect couple. And even with all of that, you couldn't make it work.
Sweetheart, your father and I got a divorce, but that does not mean that we regret a moment that we spent together. We have so many wonderful memories. We have two beautiful daughters. Those were the happiest days of our lives. I don't know what the future holds for us, or even if we have a future, but just imagine what we would have missed out on if we didn't even try. Sweetheart, sometimes you just gotta take a leap of faith. If you love him, the rest will work itself out.
They hug.
Thank you, Mom.
Simon loves you very much.
I know. Annie, Mark, I need your keys.
Well, wait, what's going on? Where's Simon?
It's a really long story, but I made a mistake. And I have to fix it.
Go get him, Sam.
Sam takes Mark's keys and runs out of the hall. Dad raises his brows and Mom smiles at him. Sam bursts out the front doors, her phone to her ear.
It's me. I know I'm the last person you want to talk to right now, but I'm on my way to the house. Please, wait for me.
She gets in the minivan and fastens her seatbelt. She drives off. She throws open the door to Nana's house.
Simon!
She runs upstairs.
Simon!
She looks around the bedroom and sees no trace of Simon. She slowly turns and walks downstairs, rolling her eyes upwards. She blinks back tears and licks her lips. She suddenly looks up and goes to the front door, where she stands framed by lights. Simon stands in the snowy yard.
Got your message.
She covers her mouth with her hands and clutches her breast.
You came back.
Of course I came back.
She takes his hands.
Look, I know that there are going to be moments when we disagree. I know there are going to be times that are tough. I know the road isn't always going to be perfect, but I know that I love you. And there is no one that I would rather be married to than you.
I want to make sure that you're not just caught up in the emotion of being at this house with your family on Christmas. Are you ready to get married? To me?
She holds up her engagement ring.
Would you ask me again?
He takes the ring and looks at her searchingly.
I mean, unless you've changed your mind.
He drops to his knee.
Samantha, I love you. I want to spend every Christmas for the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
Yes. Yes.
They beam at each other. He slides the ring onto her finger and stands. They kiss passionately, her hands on his face. They rest their foreheads together, then kiss again. Daytime. Sam types on her laptop. She smiles at the full page. She picks up the framed photo of Nana smiling next to the computer.
Thank you.
She scrolls up through her document, then stands. The title reads, Christmas Reunited by Samantha Murphy. The family unwraps presents by the tree.
And this one is for you, Sam.
Thank you, Dad.
Oh, wow. It's not from me.
Oh.
Sam looks at the label.
It's from Nana.
There's one for each of you girls.
Bringing us all back together again. That was her real gift.
Dad nods.
You go first, Mom.
Okay.
Mom unwraps a small gift and stares at it.
What did you get, Mom?
I love it. It's our last Christmas. I love it.
It's beautiful.
A photo of her and Nana.
Okay, my turn.
And he opens hers.
Just like when we were kids.
A book of recipes.
It's her old recipe book.
Oh,
that's great.
Oh, wow.
Wait, and she marked it.
Gingerbread man.
It's her gingerbread recipe.
I want that recipe.
Yes, of course. Oh my gosh.
Okay, Dad, what'd you get? Open yours.
Okay.
He tears the paper off of a sign that reads, "Welcome to the Murphys."
She must have known I would never have the heart to sell this place.
The girls nod and smile.
Well, what'd you get, Sam?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Sam rips the paper off of a box, an antique-style case. She looks up with wide eyes, then opens the case. Inside, wrapped in red tissue, is the glittering silver Christmas tree star. She lifts it and holds it to her.
It's the Christmas star.
There it is, of course.
It's perfect.
Oh, it's a card. Let's see.
Her eyes fill with tears.
Traditions are the stories that families write together. Keep writing our story.
Mom and Dad smile at each other and the girls.
I think there's one tradition left to do. Of course.
Yes. Can you help me?
Yes.
Sam and Simon stand. He places a chair by the tree and she steps up, reaching and placing the star to the top point of the tree.
Thank you, Anna.
And the list is complete.
Yep.
The list is complete.
So what do you say, folks? Same time next year?
I will bring the gingerbread.
I wouldn't miss it.
I'm in.
Sam and Simon look at each other.
How would you guys feel about a Christmas wedding?
Oh! Yes!
You
what? Yes, of course!
Sam and Simon kiss.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, my loves.
Merry Christmas.
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 The couples hug. The tree's branches sparkle with ornaments, lights, and ribbons with the silver star sitting proudly on top. A silver star sits at the top of the tree. Text, the end.